This one here
looks like improv teacher. Rick is one of he's a good dick. Like, he's legitimately funny. So, I don't know if he's teaching Carol.
Is she all messed up?
Sounds like
good. But she has stayed up there a lot.
Really,
she was.
So she wants to be about
8 hours. No, I forgot
what I think I should
go
over.
That's. Well, what do you think? What do you think?
I'm very happy to answer, but I was sad if I had not taken
calls.
Interesting. Continue. Sorry, I didn't hear it. This is very interesting.
Sure.
Blueberry. This is the shirt that I wore in the 5K for my last.
It's scary.
Calls. What do you think of fun calls?
I think so. I mean, and that's what I'm mostly interested
in. Speaking of fun calls.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a fun call. So if you want to do it. Just be like aware.
It's a long way.
Like the men, sure, you definitely, like, I don't even know yet how far you got to comedy, but like, you know, men in stand-up are worse than the men in improv, but like,
it's a long way.
It'd be pretty hard to be worse than the men in stand-up. But there would be men in improv are like golden gods. They're just like, or it's a few words, they're not.
I'm terrible.
Literally rapey. You know, it's like, but they're still like, you know, they're still like awkward as fuck. It's like, and then, but it's a but anyway, that's my fear. So just you tell me what
you want. Well, did you just ask?
Charming.
She said that she was talking about sex jokes.
Yeah, that sounds like it. They do well. And they've also been doing the same act for like 9 years. Like, which I look down a lot. But then again, it's not my fault.
Sure, you know, I get you.
I think that's
scary though. To
think of the what?
I like where
you're going. Well, they're still walking this way, but there's so many of them, I'm trying to get them all to do something else on the table.
I did hear one.
I thought they were already walking out and just walking left.
Always time to free that beer.
That's very impressive. Did they give you three slots for the
bar? No, well they give you two.
That's very nice of them to give you fucking two slots. Like, so like you were up on the line up like real bar and shit like that.
It was a graduation party.
Okay.
At Caroline's though. Judah Friedlander.
Yeah, I like Judah. He's a big guy. I've met him in Dragon.
Oh, I saw him after I got out with you. That was just him.
They're awesome. Dragon Onion. Oh, okay.
Is he known for that?
Is there a male comedian who's not known for
that? I don't think he's known for that.
You're the only one.
It was more about that comedy.
I keep interrupting your story. You should continue. Henry just comes from the world of comedy, like of improv comedy, so that's why I know him.
I don't think it was 2 weeks in a row, but it was like 1 week or 2 weeks later. We did the same show at the same place. And
so that's
I thought it was one of the
third seats.
He did a character piece where he was It was great. And at that time, you had been on Wall Street. They actually announced it, but I didn't catch it.
Nobody knew it was a part of
their
nature.
Yeah, so I didn't care. It literally was in the middle of that game when I saw him. The guy I'd never seen at the time. And he was on my show. And I was like,
Yeah, well, of course, I don't think you're going to.
Alright.
Yeah, just, I like it.
Well, so, like you,
here, brother, what does somebody at Tabs?
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Do you have a problem? Can you seem like you're alright?
Yeah, I'm not going to go anywhere.
Okay. So, but I just find myself protected by like every place ever. So like I got really smart
Patty leave?
Work with the computers.
Oh Jesus!
And then like I decided I wanted to taken out of my profession that I thought I was going to be in.
Like,
and,
I can't
you know,
see it.
Nothing, and I'm 23.
Yeah.
So I started doing improv in New York City.
It's fun to be
like sweet self-help and like a professional thing. It's like, you can do improv if you want to be. Again, that's why I didn't give you a hard time when you said, oh, I want, like, a life. Why the life? It's a fucking reasonable thing. You know,
you look like kind of geeky.
So you're looking like that. Brian's one of the stupid. But, like, shit, these are just some couples. Those guys still don't know.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know, but. So, I guess that.
Chilling?
Something like that. I eventually figured out that I was just like, I got rejected by all that, you know, like, I always thought I was gonna be like the guy who, like,
my phone
worked on this stuff and, like, break through and, like, stuff. But it never was. Like, it never was. It's very rarely the accolades from the theaters. The theaters there are like,
Yeah, that's what it's gonna
do. I'm just gonna do it, yeah. And I was like,
Thank you so much.
What am I gonna do? My parents threw some money at me with a nice number. And like, you know, they said, like, go take a vacation. So I went to Europe for a month. And I, took, you know, split the hospitals. And when I got back, I was like, well, I guess I'm gonna try to be an actor. And, first thing I got back, I booked a commercial. Like, it was like some stupid small commercial, but like, actually from guys who, do stuff at the Carolyn sometimes. Really good guys. They have this new show called Delco Proper. It's, John McKeever and, I forgot what the other guy's name was. Really nice dudes. They told me that I was their first choice, and that gave me enough confidence to be like, oh, good at this or something. So I went at that really hard. That's what I've been doing. But like at the same time, it's like it's really hectic, you know. I was able to perform myself in the last 2 years or so. But acting is great. But like now I have a job. Like I have I want dogs. Which makes me the dog walker.
Dog walkers can pull in a lot if you're efficient.
You can
do it on your
own. I work at their company, but I make like 20 an hour, which
is
not bad.
Yeah.
Especially considering that all the other dog walking jobs that I had never been before were like 14 an hour or less, you know, so that's nice. And I love the dogs that walk. It's adjustable hours, and like, it's really good, good shit. But, yeah, now I do that, but, like, well, there's that I have to have a job now. So I was an actor for 2 years.
Yeah.
But I
think it's your flexibility now, I think, to do more auditions and things like that, right?
Yes.
Or are you staying away from them right now?
No, I'm doing, anytime anybody's got any opportunity for me, I'm doing it.
Okay.
You know, but, like, I was ready to get fired from this job, you know, to do, I'm doing, a shoot for Full Frontal with Smith Biedemar. And like, you know, sure, you know, like, I'd rather get fired from my job than not do that. You know, like, it's a cool show. I'll get that show, sure, fuck. I didn't have to audition for that shit. The casting director liked me so much that you just pitched me that. So it's like, that's my life now. It's like, trying to sort of figure out like how to well, I'm coming back, so like, I'm gonna be 30 in 2 weeks. About, you know, 3 weeks. So like it's like figuring out how to be like a human. Or, like, you know,
30-year-old human.
But in my 20s is mostly about just like being as much of a mess as was not like offensive public. Right? Like, I'm not gonna say as much as that. You can have some nice cider while you're with if you want. Yeah, being as much of a mess as, like, you know, I can get away with, is what I would say. So, like, now I'm in, like, 12-step programs. Not AA, that would be hilarious. I'm in Al-Anon, which is, like, the latest one. You know that one? Yeah, I'm in Al-Anon.
Do you have alcohol?
Yeah, my sister's
how many siblings
do you have? Only one. Yeah. My sister's a heroin addict. And being pregnant, heroin addict. She is young, we're actually younger than me by 14 months.
Wow. Her mother's 6 years
old. That's a relationship. I always wanted to like be friends with my sister, but
she's a heroin addict.
Yeah.
Do you and you guys are from here?
Yeah, I'm all off.
Like the city?
Yeah, unfortunately I went to college here too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I grew up in the West Village, close to the water.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, and then went to college here in Wayne Film. Mm-hmm. And then lived here after college. It's pretty crazy. I mean, I've seen other places, but I think I would have liked to have gone to college somewhere that wasn't here.
And lived and went to college before.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said this is my first move.
Pretty big move. It was great. Yeah, but whatever. I do not have a choice that does not involve pretty much leaving the acting profession. Los Angeles, I could, like a whole fucking thing. Like, just like being a stand-up has roles, like, being an actor has, like, roles too. Like, so, basically if I move to LA right now, my credits don't transfer. Like, I would have to, like, I would have an agent, I would have a manager, I would have to start not from scratch, but, like, I would have to, like, you know, I would have to, like, try to meet those people and network. Also in LA, everybody is, like, more laid back, which sounds good, but actually means, like, everything takes 3 times as long to happen.
How you doing over here, Mark?
I'm all right.
It's always nice to have beautiful women in here, you know?
Yeah, it's a plus.
Yeah, it's a plus.
Have a good one, thank you.
It's frightening to me to keep constantly putting yourself out there. The cutest part was, what's it called?
Well, you're a comedian, so I should expect you to have some jokes.
Right, yeah,
I'm going to make a decision on a beverage situation or what?
Oh. I do like it. Do you like any other drugs?
Let's see. Which ones do you like?
There's like a separate drink.
Oh, I like those too. Yes, very much so. I have both of those.
Like some
mushroom definitely. Oh, mushrooms are definitely my favorite.
Yes, thank you.
That's like gross fine, but like
it's so long,
and then I don't, like, after I do it once, I'm like, I don't want to do this for a long time. You know, like, not because I had a bad time, but just because it's exhausting. You know?
Like, it takes about it. Kind of kills a whole day.
Yeah. And then it's just like, and then I feel like flat for another day afterwards. And then, like, I don't know, like, I mean, like, I could see it, like, if you were at something dumb, like, not dumb, you know, like, tripping the joint, but, like, you know, something like Burning Man or whatever, you know, like, how that could be, like, a good experience. But, like, you know, I don't do fun things like go to Prospect Park or whatever, but like, it's just so much time. By hour 12, I'm just like, I don't want to be in this state anymore. You know, like, I don't want to be, oh my god, I don't want to be like passively analyzing everything in my life. You know, like, that thing for me is like living my life as a video game where I'm controlling my own body from a distance. I'm like at the point of my neighborhood. You don't have to, as a real one.
No, I do, right?
Yeah.
And it was like happens, you just have a team.
No, it happens like a potency. Like, I'd say one of the things, I smoke every day, and I eat half of it. So that'll tell you the potency of that. You know, like, the half of it is enough for me. I eat the whole thing for me. It's a little bump for me.
Half might be a little bump for me, but I'll be honest with you. I'm going to ask, like, what's over here you
need to say?
Hopefully you'll be carrying me on the phone. I mean, but I like it.
My sponsor,
I'm going to
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, for me, bills have a bad association. You know, my sister's an addict. so it's like, I'm trying to do something that I feel like I have experience and I don't feel like I lose control.
They took pictures when I showed them this video.
That's how I feel about it. I mostly do it not during the day, but at the same time, sort of, again, to be here to like calm down and relax and enjoy my friends. Mushrooms I want to do something that I enjoy. I have been dating for a bit, but like, you know, I haven't wanted things, you know, I would want to do mushrooms with somebody that like my girlfriend.
Her tour is more like a star.
Or at least if we were on our like 50 or something.
Yeah.
So that would be like,
because I changed the
craft, you know, like, like also like, you know, we could like talk and have like serious emotional conversations and shit. You know, like usually I get very emotional.
Oh yeah.
What, the park?
Yes,
the sneaky there.
You don't want
it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'd like to.
I could use it on Amazon shop.